you feel,
how you feel.
You know you were my first time, a new feel. It won't ever get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever.
I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
howdy, y'all. I was just going to say hey, but I decided to make it.
I feel like it's a very howdy day.
No, it's not.
It is a howdy day. I feel like we have some bluegrass on there. Oh. Always creaky. Always creaky my chair.
That was Erica Badu. Didn't you know? Didn't you know that I'm Mia?
And I'm Mila.
And this is my show, Take a Bite. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sans the howdy, I think we did.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
My other option was...
come on, spit it out.
No, I can't.
You have to. Come on, let's just take a bite.
I'll do it. Next time we come on and talk, I'll surprise you.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll surprise them. You'll with surprise it, and you can. Everyone. You can. I'll tell you after.
You guys
this.
Will get a live reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. This is. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. It's dark in the studio today. I've never done a show with the lights off, but Mila's making me because she likes it.
Making
stop,
you.
Stop. Can
is,
you stop with
okay,
the chair?
Okay. I'm sorry. This chair is broken. I'm trying so hard to like.
She
balance.
Just like is will like, not sit still.
I cannot. Okay. I'm.
Yep. What were you saying? Sorry, say it again.
I hate the big lights in the studio. Yeah. My freshman year, they had string lights in the studio, like purple, blue string lights. Loved it. They took them down. I don't know why. And then I had to, like, I would just turn all the lights off and I would just sit in the dark whenever I did it. And now they finally put up, like, really cool multicolored little, like, lamp in here. And I'm trying to force her to like it because I hate when, like, the big lights are blaring and terrible. Yeah.
Why would My you eyes that? Are adjusting, so I'm kind of liking it, actually. And I feel like the songs... Glow. The songs that we have contribute to the vibe. So yeah. If you're in a place with the lights on, turn them off, okay? Please?
Yeah, oh, my
right
God.
Right now,
yes.
Get up and turn them off. Maybe if you have some alternative lighting, turn that on. And then just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Also, really quick apologies to those who are listening. I have a little bit of a cold, so I sort of sound like...
You did not need to say that.
I sound like Justin Bieber when he was 14 right now, I believe.
No, you don't.
You know when he like
you're just absolutely lying.
She's, I feel like I'm
so
do.
Actually I'm so sorry that Mila's lying to you right now.
Okay. Well, actually no, I do have a cold. I just maybe don't sound like Justin Bieber.
It's actually
you raspy. Don't want to hear me. You don't want to hear me belted out, baby, by Justin Bieber right now.
Okay, so no, absolutely I don't.
Guys, my creative liberties have been stolen.
This
from
is my show. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm being
yeah,
bad.
That's
guest.
What I thought. Off to a great start. Did y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Told ya.
Stop. You're making me nervous. You're just making me move the chair.
No. This is actually just a very chill show. We put it together 10 minutes ago. But this next song goes out to all the lovers.
Mm.
This is a Daniel Caesar song. Stop. Okay, I think I'm just going to play the song now. Thank you for tuning in.
See you later.
Get ready for my next surprise. Just kidding. Okay. This is
sounds like a like
stop,
bomb.
Stop.
Get ready for my next surprise.
So I'm gonna turn off Mila's mic and so then we're gonna go now. Okay. Great.
Yeah. seasons change as we know.
As we know.
Will you be my summer love?
Love.
hello again.
Oh my god.
That's what I was gonna do.
That was what you were gonna do?
Wait, I can't hear. Okay, I can hear now. Wow. Can you hear?
I could hear the whole
time. Can you guys hear?
I actually heard that blasting right into my ear.
I'm sure so did everyone else.
Hello, governor.
Oh, sorry, was that your chair?
Okay, wait, I switched chairs and now it's a less squeaky chair, but I still
can't hear still.
I still am unable to sit still.
Okay.
So maybe it was a me problem. But look, so quiet.
Did you like that hello better than the first one? What did I say?
Howdy. And that one you said.
Hello again.
Hello again. Hello, governor.
I was meaning for it to be a more Cockney.
We were talking
more earlier. South London.
Yeah, we were talking earlier that if we did have British accents, we would.
You
not.
Did, if you did.
Okay, fine. If I had, it's a one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
We were talking about that was really close. We were talking about whether or not I would sound posh or if I would sound like a trash person from London.
Don't say trash.
I'm from the trash of Eastern Europe, so I feel like I can say trash of that.
I don't
Western
think you
Europe.
Can say that.
Okay, fine. If
let's
I had,
move
like,
away from this topic, so we don't get. So you don't get canceled on my
canceled.
Show. So
okay, yeah. Okay. My reasoning is because I'm from Trailer Park Country in Eastern Europe that I feel like I would low-key be probably one of the people with the really thick accents.
Okay, anyway, so that song was There's a New Day Coming. And the song before was my favorite band of the entire universe, The Sacred Souls.
Mm.
And we were just having a jolly good time and do I need to turn off your microphone again?
No, I'm keeping a commentary to myself. Jolly good got me, I won't lie.
Okay, because what you were doing constitutes a jolly good time.
Okay.
The point is that it's just easy breezy
lemon squeezy
life. And you know? Can you stop? Okay. Awkward.
Every single time I go on a microphone, if you put a microphone in front of me and Mia, for some
Wait,
reason,
that's so
without
true.
A doubt, we will start giggling, laughing, chuckling, cackling like
and
no
it's always,
other.
It's always like the it's like in your nose. That's
yes.
Like, I'm not gonna make the noise now on purpose, but like it's like kind of an ugly.
Yeah, it's like an
it's
ugly
not a
laugh.
Giggle.
Like,
we don't giggle. We like.
You know when you're in like math class and your professor, or not your professor, your teacher in high school like about. Already has yelled at you and been like, stop being loud. And then you like every single possible thing, every squeak of a chair, every person moving is like absolutely like gut bustingly hilarious.
Thing on earth.
Yeah, that's how it feels to be in front of a microphone with you, Mia. I feel like we cannot stop laughing.
Aww.
I'm not calling you funny.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yes, she is. Mia is very funny.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
She's nervous now, but she's got good dry humor. Like, I feel like she makes
thanks.
Little things funny.
Wow, appreciate that so much. Would you like to introduce the next song?
What's the next song?
Willow Avalon.
Oh, my God. Ah, yes. Okay, the next song is Drive-In. It's by Willow Avalon and...
Field Medic?
Field Medic.
Featuring Field Medic?
Featuring, yeah. And I'm a huge Willow Avalon fan. One of my friend's friends put me on Willow Avalon. Her name is Grace Ferguson, and she makes music. And, or no, it's not actually. I don't even know if it was. It was somebody else, possibly. It may have been someone else. But they're fantastic. They're like bluegrass country, but like her voice is super interesting and like has different tones. And like, I don't know. I really like it. And then Field Medic. Talk about Field Medic. I don't know much about that.
No.
Okay, never mind. Listen to Willow Avalon. Listen to Silver Spoon and like her whole album that just came out. You should do it. It's really good. And then if you like this song, check her out.
Thanks. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. We'll stop talking now. Enjoy the song.
Bye.
Okay, cool. Where's the lever? I can't find it. Okay, cool.
But you do. I'm trying to erase these memories, but you left your mark on me, left me vandalized. Sometimes I still can feel you next to me when I'm all alone on the I-85.
Change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
Breaking pound for pound. Say you're rugged, say you're reckless, track syllable from sound. You've been down to Old Gold Canyon, way too drunk to speak. Your fumbling tongue long since abandoned on the outskirts of my cheek. Though your purpose is no longer clear, there's little left for you to do. Morning, yeah. the punchline. I'm blackened by your jokes. I seduce a memory that was fiction in its day. Take the construct as my enemy. Let my lover have his way. Though your purpose is no longer clear, there's little left for you to do. Don't know why the hell I'm here if I'm not here for you. Wrong life drive for your lips to drink. Loose you live and vex you dead. My emptiness is colored pink. Hold up on your big old feather.
Jack London from her new EP, right?
Yes, called Clipped Wings.
I just realized, well, while it was playing, I realized that the transition from the Smiths to that song was a little bit abrupt. So I'm really sorry for that. We're just kind of making it up as we go, and we also had to cut a bunch of songs because we have been talking a little bit too much.
We're too chatty today.
Whoa. Okay.
It's a crazy sounding car.
That was loud.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just had to make some cuts, and we're really sorry to Nick Drake, and we're really sorry to Julia Jacklin.
Yeah. But Julia Jacklin's still
Julia
in there,
Jacklin
though.
Is and Katie Kirby. Aww.
Oh yeah, Katie Kirby.
Honestly, I could add that back in.
Well, no, we'll you'll see her. You'll hear if you listen to my show tonight.
Plug it.
Yeah.
No, my, plug it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Everyone, 11 to 12 tonight, Four Moves and Loose. It's a cool show. You guys should listen. I think I'm going to do, like, really slow songs. Like, sad. I don't know why. Feeling it. Feeling, like, fall, winter, election. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, listen. 11 o'clock.
If you feel like you want to be cozy or cozy. You need something to listen to.
Slow. Chill.
Log on.
Mm-hmm.
And don't log off. Because I just checked and we lost 10 listeners.
Sorry, guys.
After we talked for that really long time.
We were hilarious. They're so missing out.
We are deeply sorry. Mm. And we are trying to get ourselves together. And we're really trying.
Sounds like we're talking to our parents. Like, listen, we're trying to get it together.
Really trying. Listen. Please forgive me.
These are all song titles.
With that... And that's how I speak.
Mm-hmm.
With that, Mila has something quite important to discuss with you all. So I'm going to take a little step back, mm-hmm. give her the floor. Please don't mess it up. This is my show. Loud in my ear. Okay, go.
Okay, so everyone, in this new era of screenagers and children at age 3 in restaurants with iPads that make you want to vomit, I have something to tell you. It's called memories. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Done.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
No, Justin Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, okay. That's one of the more cute, sweet.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Could be very serious public service messages we have here. And I completely agree.
Yeah, I do too. Did you guys know that there weren't, like, y'all don't really have fireflies up here? Like, people here don't really, like, have them everywhere. Like, if I step outside my house where I'm from, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time, constantly. They land on you all the time. You're, like, if you're sitting, they'll, like, crawl all over you. It's really nice. Oh, they're gorgeous. I love them. You can catch them.
I think I've seen a couple. It's usually in the summer.
Yeah.
Which is the issue with the winter, because things die. Did you know my basil plant is dying and my mint plant is dying?
Our tomato plant is dying. Very sad.
So upsetting.
Apparently the fireflies go too, but I've actually never been camping, so it's a bad PSA for me. I would love to go camping. But, yeah, go outside. Hang out. If you have kids. I don't know if any of you guys have kids.
Only go outside if you have kids.
Only go outside if you have children. You
is
have
what we're
to.
Trying to say.
Your children must reconnect with nature at least once a day.
You're creating a new generation, and if you allow them to
be menaces.
Never mind. I'm going to stop talking.
Oh, I am very open about this. I do not believe children should have any electronics until they, like, hit a solid age, like youngest 9, because you're ruining, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like so many kids can't pay attention to things for very long.
I do,
like, their attention span is so
you know bad. I'm actually doing research on that.
Oh yeah, because I forgot you do all the
for my studies. What's it called, class, whatever, we don't need to talk about this now, but in the realm of death and winter and just, you know, life and the life cycle of things. The song, I feel like, speaks to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it actually does, but this is one of Mila's favorite songs. It's called New Slang. It's the Shins.
Oh, I love the song, guys. I didn't know what the song was until just now. It's a great song.
Maybe I should have surprised you with it.
You should have.
But anyway, we appreciate you all listening.
Yes,
we do. Even though we're talking
so
a ton.
Much. Chatty, chatty, chatty Cathy's. Play the song.
I'm going to.
They'll forget all their annoyance as soon as they hear the song.
Yeah, and they'll log back on when they see that a song is playing.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
Yeah, they stop talking. Okay. Okay, well, regardless, we appreciate you being here.
We
hope that you're having a fantastic evening.
Yeah.
Wherever you may be listening from.
With your lights off.
Okay. Oh, yes. That's most important.
Most important.
All right. This is New Slang by The Shins. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? And if you took thank you.
Howdy.
Oh, so I've started a trend.
The new trend. Howdy.
That was Be Careful With Yourself by Julia Jack. Colin. Sorry, I just had a malfunction. Sorry, my mouth just
I think she was Mia gets offended midway through a sentence because I interrupt her. I feel like that's why you went Clint.
No.
Is it because I went, ooh?
No, I actually had a mouth malfunction.
A mouth function.
I was just thinking about how sometimes music... Yeah, we're calm now. Chill out. We really don't have a lot of time left on our show, unfortunately.
Mm-mm.
But I was just thinking about how sometimes with headphones or however you listen to music, sometimes, my AirPods, it's called spatial audio, does something that it makes it feel like it's all around me.
Yeah, like surround sound.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works technologically wise.
Mm-hmm. You really got all them words in there. You packed it up.
What
the heck is happening?
He agrees with me.
He really does. We got surround sound on that honk as I passed by.
True. You all got to hear it also.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like it makes the music sound so much better because... What are you doing?
Nothing. I was swallowing, but I didn't want to jump on the mic. But thank you so much for calling me.
We're just giving you all of the sounds today.
No, I actually hate ASMR.
If you have misophonia... Like
what
I do.
What the heck is that?
Okay, let's not talk about
it. Oh my god, there's a word for that? Okay, no, I'm ready to talk about it. I'm ready to speak on it. She'd be dead asleep. We were roommates. She'd be dead asleep, clunked out to high heaven. And I would take one bite of food. I would take a drink of water. She would shoot up in bed. There could be a fire. There could be an alarm going off. This girl would be like, you know?
Hey.
The moment that I take a bite, the moment I take a single lick of food, she wakes up. She goes, are you eating? Every time. Her ears are crazy. She's got crazy, insane bat ears, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Is that what that is?
No.
Like stressed with like mouth noises?
Yes, that's what that is.
Yeah.
But also like, just like noises that are kind of yucky. So like, if you were to actually swallow into the mic.
I hate that.
Someone would be like, ew. And then we would lose another listener.
Listeners would be like, I'm done.
Or like the chair squeaking. Or whatever.
Oh, like little sounds, like bug you.
Yeah. I don't really know like what the actual definition of it is, but
I feel like too many things have been labeled like phobia now. Like
it's not a phobia. I said not phonia. A
phobia. Oh, phonia.
I think it's because like sound.
Misophobia is what I thought
no,
you said.
No, phonia.
Like because phobias are really real and people have real phobias. And when you're like, oh my God, I have trypophobia. I'm scared of small holes. I'm like... And then you're just not, you know, like you're like, oh,
yeah,
it's,
you're like,
it's,
oh,
yuck.
It's like yucky.
I'm like, okay, that's not a phobia. Like phobias are like screaming, crying, shaking on the ground, like terrified.
What Mila is trying to say that is that she hates over-diagnoses.
Yeah, because I feel like the moment you normalize the word phobia, like people who actually have real phobias don't get listened
what
to.
What she's really trying to say is that if you think that you have something wrong with you, you're actually normal.
That is not what you're trying to get me. Oh my God, I'm going to get killed by the Tufts SJWs. Jesus, I can't do that. I can't go through it, guys. Please listen. I accept
Mila,
you for
wait,
how you are.
I was just going to full name you on the radio.
Please don't do
that.
Please don't do that. Actually, really don't do that.
No, that's why I stopped.
Well, can you even pronounce? Yes, you can. You're one of the very few that can pronounce.
Yes. Also, I can pronounce Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah.
Right.
Louisville.
Okay, let's stop talking again.
Yeah, let's shut
up. Oh my goodness, it's 5:53. This next song is, I think, a good song. I think it came up on my day list or like my recommended or something, which is so phony of me as a avid music listener and someone who really cares about her music taste.
That's a way to find things, though.
It's like I suppose, but I don't really like know it that well. Anyway, and then the next song is just absolutely the most amazing song on the face of the planet. And maybe I'll come on and say goodbye, but I'm not turning Mila's mic on again.
My mic is off. So
say bye to her.
Okay, bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm taking her very seriously. I don't think my mic is coming back on. Sorry that I've gapped in your ear. for an hour, but I hope that you liked our songs and our selections and what we said. So have a good night. Keep your lights off because I think it's the best way to live. Okay.
Thanks. That was good. Okay. Yes, I echo that. Thanks for tuning in. This is The Crooked Kings. Turned my mic on that time. I'm gonna keep it playing just because we have so little time, but I'm Mia. This is Take a Bite and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is Saturdays by Twin Shadow and Heim.
This could be your last line. Care about everything you say. This might be the last ride. Every road could fall. Maybe we're a fall line. Maybe we're a fall line.
when the moonlight hit up your face and let love spark.